Well, good morning. This is Kara Gott Warner, and this is another episode of The Morning Cooldown, an impromptu, off-the-cuff, raw, and unedited version of the podcast. What you may be familiar with if you've been listening to this podcast since day one, which was back in May of 2014. And I like to tell a little story, a little quick story every now and again. But since I've decided to go back to this kind of raw, unedited way of recording, as I mentioned in episode 10, you know, I just want to kind of share a little bit about how it all started. And so, yeah, back in 2014, May of 2014 to be exact, I decided one day that I would, you know, just start recording my little notes to self, because that's kind of what it was in the morning, going out for my morning run, which is, you know, this just such an exhilarating feeling. I mean, right now it's December and it's cold, and you know, I have changed things up a little bit, and I'm doing something else that I'm really passionate about, and that is cycling. So I'm doing that inside, you know, like on spin bikes, and I really love that. So love that as well. So it's a good switch. But in the summer, when I'm outside and I'm, you know, I'm just kind of breathing in the air, and I'm feeling so close and connected to just to life, you know, life. I'm not sitting under, you know, kind of fake lighting, you know, light, indoor lights, and, you know, kind of a room with no, you know, sitting in a room with no windows, maybe, you know, yeah, that's reality. That's life when we have an office job. But that thing that happens when I go out in the morning and I'm able to really connect with what's around me is really quite exhilarating. And so what would occur is this feeling as I'm running, just kind of these thoughts, these thought bubbles, I used to call them, and we'll, you know, still call them from time to time, you know, these thought bubbles that happen, you know, while I'm working out. And then I want to elaborate on those little thought bubbles. And so that's exactly what I would do, you know, after my routine. And I would, you know, I'd be out there, you know, working out and probably listening to a really inspiring podcast also, because I really enjoy listening to, oh gosh, there's so many podcasts that I don't even know where to start. So I think in one of the next episodes, and I have to put like a little note to myself after I'm done with recording this, or I will forget, but like just my podcast list, like what I listen to that really gets me excited every day. Because I'm telling you that it's just like, I feel like it's such a gift that, you know, there are others like me that are doing this as well. And they're creating podcasts so that others can benefit and really add value to their day. And I don't mean just through business, you know, like, or how to make money. No, it's really valuable, you know, pieces of information that can really help keep you excited, keep you motivated, keep you accountable to things, you know, whatever that is. So anyway, yeah, I would be listening to, you know, a podcast or maybe just some really exciting music that got me, you know, happy and, you know, motivated. And then as I was cooling down, as I, you know, would cool down, I would be elaborating on a concept or a thought, you know, and maybe it was, you know, how to maximize your morning and things that you can do, you know, tips for that. Whatever, so many different things, that I would share. And as a result, I accumulated 80 episodes, and those are still in the archives. And they will become these little, you know, special encore episodes that I will re-release here and there, because they really are special. And as they apply to this new version, this new remixed, reimagined version of The Morning Cooldown, and then, yeah, I will share them as, you know, as I feel that they kind of fit into the theme as I'm going through. So here I am sitting and, you know, after, you know, my workout, and I'm cooling down and I'm sipping my coffee. That was me sipping my coffee. That's a really enjoyable part. It's that first, you know, real cup of coffee. That's it. After that, you know, they're not as good. So it's like, I really relish this time so much. So anyway, in this episode, what I really want to talk about is kind of going a little bit, you know, back to what I said in episode 10, These are like, I think it's really cool to kind of pick up on a thought, because I have a lot of thoughts. Pick up on a thought and turn that into a concept, turn that into a discussion on, you know, the following podcast. So, and you know, I mentioned like kind of the one thing that you need to do in the morning, you know, to really get you going. It's that non-negotiable thing that, that if you do that thing, the rest of your day will just fall into place, you know. And of course that relates to the morning routine, right? So we're getting up and we're doing X, Y, and Z. Well, what is X, Y, and Z? You know, I know that some of the listeners are part of a group called The Miracle Morning, and it's a community on Facebook, and it actually is centered around the Miracle Morning book by Hal Elrod, who was on episode number one of this podcast. And he was also a guest on the first version of the Morning Cool Down. So yeah, he was a returning guest. And he came on to talk about like kind of where he is now with the Miracle Morning. And it's a really, really exciting book. So you should check it out. It's pretty cool if you want to start a morning routine, or even if you have one. I mean, you know, when I got this book, I thought, oh my goodness, I've totally found, you know, someone that, you know, I, you know, a community, or, you know, a person that wrote this book that is like me, you know, someone that, you know, really values the morning, because I've been rising early for years and just love this time. It's that's so sacred. I like to use that word a lot. Sacred and special, and it's fleeting. It's so fleeting. And when we miss it, we miss this time to be really still and really, really quiet. And we're able to see things that we can't see when the rest of our day gets going. And it's really, really quite busy. But it's something that you can definitely do in the morning if you're willing to get up and fight those. And I'm not going to mince words, or I'm not going to, you know, pretend like it's easy to get up. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's easier than others. But those first 5 minutes, maybe even 10, sometimes it's like 10 for me, to really feel fully awake, instead of, oh, cruel world, why, you know, why do I have to get up? You know, so that small pocket of time, 5 to 10 minutes, big deal. It's nothing. Because then you, if you get up, you've got the rest of your day, that full day to feel like you accomplished something within the first few hours of, you know, of your, upon waking. So that thing, those things, like that I just said a few moments ago, like X, Y, and Z, what are they? Like, what is it? What is it that you would need to do to feel fulfilled for the rest of the day? Because I have kind of, you know, this is something that I've been battling with myself, or it's this ongoing quest. Gosh, I guess maybe that's a good way to phrase it. To, you know, find that thing, that one thing, because it really, there's only so much that you can do. If you only have, like me, okay, if I get up at 4, by the time I get myself moving, we're talking like 4:15, 4:30, and then I dive into the real work that I want to accomplish in the morning. So what is that work? And for me, it used to be like doing, you know, work, you know, but I decided that it wasn't something that really made me feel like I had closure in the morning, you know, that I felt fulfilled and ready to kind of jump into the rest of my day. So then I realized that for me, what's non-negotiable, the one thing, is to sit in stillness, sit in silence, and meditate for the first 20 to 30 minutes after I wake up. And then, if I still have time, maybe I'll, you know, jump on and write a blog post, or I'll spend some time knitting, but mostly it's really not on the computer at all. I do check in with this Miracle Morning group that I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago. And I do that on my phone. Say, hey, I'm here. You know, I got up before my alarm. Woohoo. But generally, no, it's that first 20 minutes to half hour, probably more like a half hour, to say, you know what, nothing else matters. Get it out of your mind. You're not, you know, you can only do so much. Sit here and do this thing that makes you feel connected. And so I do that, and then I get my workout clothes on, because by the time, so if I'm up, if I start that around 4:30, let's say 4:15, let's say 4:30 to be on the safe side, once I've had some water and I've, you know, woke up, feel, you know, awake enough to actually sit and meditate, then do that, be done, you know, feel really great about that, and then put on my workout clothes, which are right near me. They're already like in a pile, nice and folded, ready to go. Put on my workout clothes and I go to the gym right now because it's winter. I'm not really outside that much. Go to the gym, spend about a good 40 minutes to an hour if I can. You know, like right now I'm doing mostly cycling inside, some with mixed in with some strength work, and I top it off with like a very, very quick little mini yoga session. And maybe that yoga session is a couple of downward dogs, but it's mostly sitting, you know, like in lotus posture, you know, or half lotus, or also, you know, like Indian style, you know, cross-legged, whatever you want to call it. You get it. And that is like my favorite time too. I feel even more connected where my body's warm. I'm sitting with my legs crossed like that. And I'm so like inward drawn, you know, drawn inward, so connected to all that, you know, inside stuff. It's awesome. And then I come home and I get ready for my day. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. So that's my one thing. And I call that one thing is my stillness practice. I kind of mix in the exercise, you know, I would say that's just non-negotiable anyway. So it's exercise and the stillness practice. So, but that one thing, I guess if we were to rephrase it, my wellness practice. Yeah, my wellness practice, because it doesn't involve a computer. I'm not opening up a computer. I'm not checking email. I'm not looking at my blog. I'm not looking at my stats. I'm not on Facebook, except for, like I said, a minute, not even a minute, to check in with the Miracle Morning Group. Another sip of coffee there. And that's it. So what's yours? Okay. I would love it. I think it would be so cool if you chimed in here on the comments. So if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, and well, if you're not, if you happen to be, I think you probably would be listening to this either on SoundCloud or on iTunes. But if you're on iTunes, go back to SoundCloud and check out this episode, episode 10, the Morning Cool Down podcast. No, I'm sorry, episode 11. I take that back. This is episode 11. Check this out and leave a comment in the spaces, you know, like where I ask this, the question right now. I'm going to ask you the question about the morning routine. Well, number one, it's kind of a two-part question. So number one, do you want to start, you know, what do you need to do to start a morning routine in 2006? And if so, what would be that one non-negotiable thing that you would do? So I want to hear from you. I really hope that you jump on. And that's what's really cool about SoundCloud. So I'll just tell you this, you know, real quick. So this is like, you know, a great place to listen to music, listen to, you know, podcasts, whatever. But it's also like a social platform in many ways, because you can like, you can share, you can interact with other people that are listening to this, your, you know, to this podcast. And then you can comment, you know, make a general comment, right? But the cool thing, this is the coolest thing I love about it. If you're listening and you want to leave a comment like right now, you can leave a comment right now. The one thing I haven't figured out is how to do it from my phone. And I guess maybe some of you will educate me and let me know how you do it. I would love to know, because if you have I have a smartphone, how do you do it? How do you record, or I'm sorry, how do you leave a comment from, you know, your smartphone or your iPhone? Because I'd love to figure that one out, because I know many of you are listening while you're running, while you're walking, whatever, you're at the gym, you're in the car. But either way, let's start a conversation about that question that I just asked you. So with that, I will let you go. I got to get ready for my day. This has been great. And I'm so happy that you're following along. Take care.